Our final scripture lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 5, and I am going to go through 24. In the time of King Herod, the king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of the Lord, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as a priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the customs of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. When the time came for the burning of incense, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. He will be a joy to and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Many of the people of Israel he will bring back to the Lord their God. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man and my wife is well along in years." The angel said, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and will not speak until this day happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, and for 5 months remained in seclusion. Pop quiz. And if no one knows the answer, I'm not going to be sad. What are the four themes of Advent? I think I've heard all four. I don't think I've heard all four from one person, but I've heard all four. Faith, hope, joy, and love. Faith, hope, love, and joy. Love is the pink candle. Fun fact. The four themes of Advent, and so as I looked at those four themes, yeah, faith, hope, love, and joy. Faith, hope. No, because peace should be in there somewhere. I hate, and this is why I hate those stupid themes, because I get them screwed up every year, and they have nothing to do with Scripture. They're just Christian tradition. Anyway, the themes we're doing this year are faith, hope, joy, and love. Those are the options this year. But anyway, so those four themes I will be preaching on this year, and each one of those four themes, I have chosen a person in the Advent story that kind of epitomizes something about that theme. And the first theme is faith. And so that first theme of faith, you see Zechariah. Now, I'm going to disagree with Tammy's thing a little bit. I don't think Zechariah had weak faith. As far as I can tell, Zechariah had strong faith. He just had a moment. Just a moment where he was like, no. Nope. Not believing it. It just got too much for him. But we'll get there. For me, Zechariah epitomizes faith because of how much faith he had to have to that point. I kind of want to go through the beginning of Zechariah's life and then get to this moment. Now, I'm going to make some assumptions here. Scripture doesn't give us all of this, but we can just make some assumptions. Zechariah, when he was a young priest, he was faithful. He entered the priesthood of Aaron. He did his duty. He went and did his time. He served the Lord as he was supposed to do. He married Elizabeth, who would come to find out be in the family of our Lord and Savior, be in Mary's family. He married Elizabeth. She also was a faithful woman. They lived in faith, and they tried to have a family for many years. They tried and tried and tried. They remained in faith. They prayed, but it never happened. And I am assuming some people can kind of understand what has to be going through their minds. They continue to try, and they see all of their friends start their families, and all of their friends have these children, and they get older, and they get older, and they know that it becomes less and less likely the older they get. And yet they continue trying, they continue praying, they continue to have faith. God will do this for us. But then it never happens. It never happens for them. And as they get older, and it becomes less and less likely, and then one day, one or both of them had to have that realization. Maybe subconsciously, maybe consciously, but that realization that the time has passed. This isn't going to happen. But they remained faithful. Even with that, they remained faithful to God and they remained faithful to each other. They stayed married. By this point, the Jewish people had a path to divorce. Zechariah could have tossed her aside, but they remained faithful to each other. And they get old. So the time for them to have children passes, but then they also get to the time when their friends have grandchildren. They get to that age when they would be grandparents, and they remain faithful. They do their acts. Zechariah continues to serve his priestly duties. Elizabeth continues to serve in this faithful life that she has. And then they get to this moment. And at Zechariah's time, he's on duty, his cluster's on duty. And so he goes to the temple, and then they do their lottery to decide who's going to go into the temple and do this thing. And so they do the lottery, and it comes up on Zechariah. And so he goes to the temple. He goes into the sanctuary. He burns the incense like he's supposed to. And when he walks in, I mean, the only reason you would do this if you have faith that someday something is going to happen to one of them. And then Gabriel appears. Side note, no one's ever happy to see an angel. Ever. Ever, ever, ever in all of Scripture. I may be forgetting something, but no one ever appears happy to see the angel. They all freak out. And Zechariah's just freaking out. And Gabriel's like, no, calm down. Calm down. It's okay. I'm not bringing you pain and torment. So as soon as Gabriel gets Zechariah calmed down, which I'm assuming is not a quick thing, He's like, I come with good news. You are going to have a baby. You and your wife are going to have a child. And not just a child that could end up terrible. You're going to have a child that is with the Lord from his birth. The Holy Spirit will enter him immediately. He will never drink alcohol. He will only live to serve the Lord. Now, I've talked about Zacharias' faith. He believes in God. He believes enough to be a priest, and they never say anything about him being a bad priest. So he believes enough to be at least an adequate priest. He believes enough to continue his duty into old age. He believes enough to go into the temple. He believes enough for God to choose him to have this message brought to. He believes that Gabriel is a messenger from God. But when it comes to believing that Elizabeth could give birth in her old age, that's where he draws the line. That's where it gets just too absurd. I can't handle this. No, she's too old. We're too old. This isn't happening. That's where his faith wavers for a moment. And then in my opinion, Gabriel has the best response ever. I'm Gabriel. I stood in the presence of the Lord. I'm here as an angel. What about this? Don't you understand? Like, you believe I'm here and that God could send me and that I was in the presence of God, but not that God could make Elizabeth give birth. And then Gabriel takes Zechariah's voice. Now, we can argue all day if that was a punishment or not. I think it was partially a punishment. I think that was kind of a way to scold Zechariah. Okay, you need stronger faith to help you believe. But also, it served more purpose. Because when he came out of the temple and he could not speak and could only make hand gestures, all of the priests believed as well. By doing this to Zechariah, God allowed the priests to know that something great had happened and something great was coming. So even in his silence, Zechariah was able to increase the faith. And then, and this is the part I never really realized until this year, the timeline, in my mind, for some reason, Elizabeth was pregnant while Zechariah was in the temple. That's not the timeline. Zechariah goes home, and then Elizabeth gets pregnant. In my mind, I write the story as some sort of Holy Spirit, Mary-style conception of John the Baptist, but that's not what happens. Now, God helps, don't get me wrong, but Zechariah and Elizabeth create this child. John is their child. The physiology, the biology allows this to happen. God intercedes, absolutely. It is a miracle, but this isn't some sort of ghost child, some sort of half child. This is their child of their flesh and blood. So even in their old age, they're able to create this life. Throughout their life, Throughout their life, they were faithful to God, and God was faithful to them. They had a timeline that wasn't God's timeline. They imagined that their life would play out the way that all their friends' lives played out. But that wasn't God's timeline. Instead, they had to wait. And yes, Zechariah did waver in his faith just a little bit. But he had faith. He believed in God. So May we have faith to continue. Even when we're struggling, even when things don't go our way, even when it feels like God is ignoring our prayers, may we have the faith to continue. But a little bit more than Zechariah. A little bit more that we can believe the absurd. Like that our God would walk amongst us. That our God would take this broken body for us. That our God would sacrifice himself for us. That our God loves us. May we have faith not just in what seems reasonable, but also the absurd and beautiful. May we have just a little bit more faith than Zechariah.